understanding of this amazing story. Now, we just read in the Bible about two friends who were walking along together on a desert road to a town called Emmaus. Might have looked a little bit like that, a desert road there. It's nice, isn't it, to go for a walk with friends? Yeah? I reckon that's a nice thing to do. And so talking of friends, I wanted to introduce you to one of my friends. She's called Sally. Now, where's Sally gone? Hey, Sally. Sally! Sally! Hey, all right, guys. I need some help. We're going to have to call Sally. So let's go. All right, let's call for Sally, shall we? Sally! Sally! Oh, no, that's not going to work, is it? We've got to turn... On your head, there's a volume knob. I want you to turn it... All the way up. Okay, is it up? Should sound a bit like this. Okay, on one, two, three, we're going to go Sally. One, two, three.
Sally!
Oh, hello, Graham. Oh, hello, everyone. What's going on?
Hey, Sally, it's nearly Easter. That's what's going on, and I want to tell you an exciting story.
Cool. Yes, please. What's it all about?
Well, it's about two friends who are walking along, walking home on a desert road, the one up on the screen there. I've just shown these guys that, to a town called Emmaus, okay? And the thing is, Sally, we're all going to try and walk in the same steps as the people in this story. We're going to go on a walk. And guess what they were talking about?
I don't know what.
They were talking about Easter, but it hadn't happened then yet. They were talking about the things that we remember at Easter time. Very, very big things. Big things to do with, can you guess who Easter's all about?
God.
God, but Jesus. Big things about Jesus. I mean, Jesus, what an amazing person Jesus is. He said that he'd come to rescue people and give them everlasting life.
Wow!
Yeah, and he'd done a whole bunch of other things called miracles.
Miracles? What's a miracle, Graham?
Well, what's a miracle? Things like when you're very sick, Jesus could heal with just a touch, make that sickness go away, or with just a word. Or one time he had a very small packed lunch and he fed thousands of people with it. Yeah? It was amazing. Or another miracle, saying to a terrifying storm, just going, be quiet.
Oh, I can do that.
I know you can say be quiet, but did the storm stop when you said it?
Oh, when I said it, no.
No. So those are miracles, and that's the kind of thing that Jesus did. He even walked on water, and he said that he had come to rescue people and give them life forever. And so this Jesus... who did and said all of that, well, people didn't like him for some reason. They put him on a cross and they killed him and he died.
Oh, no. That's really sad.
It was very, very sad. But guess what?
What?
He disappeared. His body went missing. And then some people, did you hear it in the Bible? Some people said an angel had told them that Jesus was alive.
Well, where was he then?
Well, that is a very good question. And that's what these two friends were talking about. And as they were talking, all of a sudden, a stranger joined them. And he asked them, what are you guys talking about? And they had to share it all again. And they were very sad again. So, as I said, we're going to go for a bit of a walk this morning, like the two friends, to Emmaus. And the thing is, I don't know whether you've ever been really sad, but we're going to walk sadly. Okay, so you guys up on your feet, if you're going to come on this walk with me. Okay, how do you think we're going to walk sadly? Yeah, that's it. All those faces, we might go, okay, we're going to be dragging our feet. And the question is, what's everyone else going to do? But you guys are going to sit there sniffing while we go on our journey. Now, we've got to work out how to get to where we're going, Emmaus. Is there a sign anywhere? Oh, okay. Do you see how far we've got to walk? Okay, we better get started. We'll see you a bit later, Sally. Okay.
Bye.
All right, so I'm going to come over here. And we're going to Emmaus. There's another sign over there. So this is the way. You ready? We're walking really sadly. Oh, and we're oh. You lot, come on. Oh, dear. We're so sad. We're going to Emmaus this way. It's really hard work, isn't it, when you're sad and you've got to go on this walk. It makes the walk seem longer. Wow, so sad. Shuffling along, sniffing. You guys look a bit happy. It's sad, sad. Oh, dear. Wow, we're going to catch up with the end of the line here. Oh, dear. Whoa. Okay, how far have we got left to go? We're only halfway. All right, we better have a bit of a rest. So come and take a seat again. Oh, dear. You guys, you do look sad. My goodness. That's hard work, isn't it? We're trying to pretend that we're sad and every step is like this. Oh, I was so happy about Jesus, but then Jesus is gone. Wow, you can imagine how sad these guys felt. So for you, that's really hard work, isn't it? We need a break. We'll take a bit of a break here. Oh.
Hi, Graham. Look hot. Do you need a solo?
Yeah, well, we do need a solo. Might have to get that a bit later, but we are a bit hot. We've done a bit of a walk. How did you get here? I didn't see you walking.
I rode a camel.
Oh. Okay. Hey, look. Yeah, so look. These friends, okay, were sad. But the stranger who joined them started telling them some really interesting things. He said that God had promised in the Bible to send a great king who would have great power, who would do lots of miracles, and who would save his people. But before that happened, this person was actually going to suffer and die. And then the stranger showed these two friends something that was really, really important. They were talking about the Bible, and he got them thinking about what the Bible's all about. And he told them that the Bible is one big story, and it's all about... I was looking for some help there. Come on, you got to work with me. One big story all about... There we go.
Oh, yes. I remember that. The Bible is one big story, and it is all about Jesus.
Okay. And they said, so this stranger said that's got to happen. So these guys, well, they weren't quite sad anymore. Now they were confused. So what do you do when you're confused? They're like, is Jesus dead or is he alive? Do you go like, huh? Can you do that? Huh? What? So again, you can follow on what I say. Huh? Mm. What?
What?
Yes.
Yes.
But. And then we scratch our heads because we're confused. All right. Who knows where we are? Where are we headed? We're headed to Emmaus. We got 6 kilometers to go. So let's keep going. I don't know why the signs have changed around, but
Bye.
We're going around again. So we are going to walk this time. Are you listening? I've got to be at the front. Okay, I'm going to say it, you got to shout it, and you got to do it as well. Okay? And then we scratch our heads. Okay, huh? What? Yes?
Yes.
But?
What?
Scratch your heads. Everyone doing that? Huh? Keep going. Huh? What? Yes?
Yes.
But?
But?
Scratch your head. Can't work it out. Can't work it out. Huh? What? Yes. But? Scratch your head. Huh? What? Yes? But? Scratch your head. Okay, by the end of it, we'll be less hair on our heads. We're so confused. But the good news is we finally made it to Emmaus. So come and take a seat again. Whew. We have reached. You guys are nearly there. Come on, huh? Yeah. What? Yes?
Yes.
But? Come on, best scratching heads. You guys don't look confused at all. There we go. That's it. Yeah, all of that. Okay. Oh, who's tired? We've walked a long way there. Oh. Sally, how did you get here? I didn't see any camels.
Nope, I took the bus.
Oh. Wow.
But good work, you guys. You made it to Emmaus.
Sally seems like she's very clever. Very clever, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, we made it. Hey, it was a big walk, wasn't it, to Emmaus?
Hey, Graham, I have a question. And actually a big question.
Yeah?
Who was that stranger?
Well, Sally, do we know who the stranger was who joined them? Who was the stranger? It was Jesus himself. But did you notice that the two friends, they hadn't recognised that it was Jesus. They didn't know that it was Jesus with him. Yeah? That's how he knew so much about the Bible, though. Yeah? He knew that the Bible spoke all about him, and he was letting them know. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Ah, that makes sense. Jesus would know, wouldn't he? One big story, and it's all about him. Ah, so what happened next?
What happened next? Well, the two friends, they wanted this stranger, because they'd had a good time with him, to stay with them after the journey, and he agreed, okay? And they ate a meal together, and then the stranger thanked God for the food, and then, none of this confusion, they saw that it was Jesus. They recognised it was Jesus. He'd been walking with them all the time.
Wow! I can't even imagine how they felt when they recognised Jesus.
Yeah. Guys, how do you think they felt, these two friends, when they recognised that the guy walking with them was Jesus? Would they be sad? Would they be confused? Or would they be, I heard it over there, said very lovely, happy. Fantastic. I reckon they would be happy. Would they say it, I'm happy? Or would they go, yo, let's go. Jesus is alive.
I reckon they'd say that. And I think it'd be a good time for a party with Jesus.
That would be a great time for a party with Jesus, except as soon as they saw it was him, he disappeared. He vanished.
What? He vanished? What happened?
What happened? Well, the two friends who had walked 12 kilometres, sad and confused, all the way to Emmaus, they suddenly jumped up. They jumped up. We've got to jump up. Let's go. They jumped up. Okay. They said this. They said, we got to get back to Jerusalem right away. We got to go back the way we came. Do you think they were sad? What do you reckon, Sally? Do you think they were sad?
I think they might have been. I don't think they were sad. No way.
No. Now, we're going to go back to, how are you getting back, Sally?
I'm going to get an Uber.
Oh, okay. Oh. Anyone want to go with Sally? No. We're going to have much more fun. So, here's what we're going to do. Which way are we going? Oh, back this way. Okay, ready? Hold it. Wait. Okay. You guys are excited as you should be. Now, do you want me to tell you what we're doing? And anyone who's a bit older can join in too. And even if you're not joining in with the walk, definitely want you joining in here. Because it goes like this. Everyone listening? Okay. All right. So joyful. What would be a joyful thing to go? Everyone heard this one? Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Okay. But there's some actions that go with it. For you guys, you're gonna go da 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 da. Clap. Okay. For us, we're gonna go da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey. Da 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 da. Hey, right, hold it. It's not just me singing. Come on. Da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da da da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Hey, da 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 da. Woo. Keep going, da 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 da, ha, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, da 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 da, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, hey, da 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 da, hey, keep going. All right, give yourselves a massive round of applause. Because we're only halfway there. No. Okay. We will skip. I was working out. I was going to read the room as to whether we go around again. Okay. So you guys have done awesome. I'll just ask you to just sit back off the stage there, guys. So, woo, we're back at Jerusalem now. Okay. We made it back. Okay. So we've been on this journey that we've read about. Jesus was alive. Jesus had risen from the dead. These two friends, they were sad, weren't they? Then they were confused. But then when they recognized Jesus, they were filled with joy. And it was Jesus who was not gone, but was fully alive again, never to die again. And Jesus appeared again when they got back to Jerusalem, and they did get to have that kind of party that they were after. I'm not sure what happened to Sally. Maybe her Uber got lost or she went off for a drive in it. Okay, now you guys can head back to where your folks are sitting. I just want to wrap up what we've learned together. Oh, yeah, sorry,
stay,
actually.
Stay.
Sorry, you can stay
here. Come
on
back.
We will be watching a little video after. But I just want to say a few things for everyone. Woo! Okay. I've got to say I'm a little bit out of breath there and a bit hot. So, just for everyone, just before we get another recap of this story on the video. Walking along a road, walking along in our lives. As we walk, how does it seem to you, your life and this world? It can seem often at times dark and hard. And a bit like the two friends, we can be walking along and not know that Jesus is risen from the dead. And so we don't have that hope. We don't have that hope any beyond this life. There's just an end that we're looking at. There's nothing more. Well, today, let me tell you, just like with these two friends, Jesus was there. Jesus is there to be checked out, to be met, to be seen even. He had risen. As you walk your life, maybe you're not so sad, but you got heaps of questions. And so you're walking along confused. Huh? What? Yes? But? Scratching our heads. It's brilliant to have questions. Really, really good. It's even better to find answers to them. And so you long with your questions for something more, but you just don't know what to think or believe. You want hope and light in your life and for this dark world, but you don't quite know where to turn. Well, bring your questions to Jesus and find the answers that he gives. Like these two friends, when he gives you those answers, your hearts will burn. It'll be like, whoa. It'll light the fire inside of you. Look at Jesus. Because Jesus invites us all to walk joyfully, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, okay, I wanted a few guys to jump on the end of that, but anyway. Walk joyfully. Why? Because it's such good news. Jesus is alive. He did live, he did die, but he did rise again. And that is not too hard to believe. Look into it. But I tell you what, it is too good to miss out on. So you can check that out. There's nowhere else you can look to find a hope like this that Jesus has. Every single person on this planet has faced the end of their life. It faces the sadness. Sadness like what the friends were experiencing over the loss of their friend. But only Jesus broke through death. Only Jesus rose to new life, never to die again. Only Jesus offers us new life. Life that even though we die, which is not the end we might think it is, because with Jesus it's the beginning of something even better that he has in store for us. And that's not just for the future, guys. That's for now. It changes everything now when you know that and when you meet Jesus. So what better news is there than this? That is what Easter is about. And we've learned that by going on this journey together. Now, I'm going to just pray and ask God to help us with that. And then we will see another summary, a lovely summary that has head scratching in it as well about this story. So let's just pray again. Dear God, thank you for Easter. Thank you for what we've learned about going on this journey with the two friends on the road to Emmaus. Thank you that you, Jesus, are not distant and you're not gone. You come close when we call out to you. You're alive and you want to give us that everlasting life that you talked about. Father, help us to learn more if we have questions and to enjoy Easter for what it is really about, with thankfulness to you. Amen.